Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Packed house at the Budweiser Brick House Tavern in Wrigleyville, overlooking Gallagher Way, overlooking Wrigley Field. It really is quite a sight. It's our Cubs on Deck series with the starting second baseman for the Chicago Cubs, Nico Hoerner. I am Mark Grody, along with Marshall Harris and Matt Spiegel. Layla Rahimi will be on with Lawrence Holmes a little bit later on. Now, Spiegel, you brought up something to Nico Hoerner during the break. Apparently, there are rumors that there is other good baseball going on right now outside of our Cubs bubble. I don't understand what you were talking about, but please, please tell us more about this.
The Guardians were 15 and a half games back of the Tigers, and now that race is a crazy dead heat with a week to go. The Tigers looked like maybe the best team in baseball, and now they've fallen off. It's absolutely bananas. Seattle got caught by Houston and then re-extended with a series there. You've got three teams fighting to catch the Mets in the National League. It is madness going into this final week of MLB, Nico. And I don't know, I mean, are there more good teams? Is it just hard to be great? What's going on? I know how much you love the league and follow the league.
Yeah, I mean, I think it just shows the value of a 162-game season and how long it takes to figure out who among us is really deserving of the playoffs. And then the playoffs are obviously the ultimate test, but just the margins between teams are so small, and a lot of it's just at what point of the year you catch a team or whatnot. And yeah, I mean, it's just a good reminder for us too, even if you know, we've had stretches of greatness, we've had stretches where we've been challenged, but you know, every team has serious flaws, and someone who's not feeling great right now as a group is going to end up playing amazing in October, and some teams that feel dialed in are just going to flop, and that's just the reality of baseball. And so it's cool and exciting to know that it's pretty random and it's kind of up to us to go from here.
Yeah, I think you guys have the sort of unfair distinction of trailing the Brewers. They've looked like the flawless team at points during the year, but even they have flaws, right?
Yeah, baseball is just a sport where you just don't ever nail it.
But Nico, I was going to ask you, what's your favorite non-Cub storyline, since you like to follow the game and all the different teams and things going on? You see the moving and the shaking.
I mean, this is super random, but it's been arguably the greatest left-handed pitching season in baseball history.
So like Scooble versus Crochet versus...
Yeah, and just in general, left-handed pitchers have just dominated baseball this year, and it's interesting as they've just continued to add pitches every single year, and guys... finding new ways to get us out. Like, that's a super random baseball storyline that I think is kind of interesting.
That's crazy. What are they doing? Are they?
I don't have a reason why, but there's something new every single season, and that's just totally random and kind of funny to follow, and that's been one of them this year. But I'm excited to see in playoff baseball just the different styles of play that come out that don't always show up in the regular season too. I mean, I know a lot of fans oftentimes are asking for, you know, more small ball or more base running or less of this or more of that, or we should do openers or we should let our starters go. And like playoffs is when you really see teams double down on whatever it is they believe in. And so sometimes you see some really different ways of managing baseball.
And it going up against some badass starting pitchers. I mean, you guys have seen a couple recently. Like, you guys have had success against Paul Skeens, yet Hunter Green did what he did the other day. Is that also just a random thing? Can you get to these guys? Like, how do you explain getting to elite starting pitching, which you guys will see?
Yeah, especially at the biggest times of the year. And like you said, we've had success against some of the best of the game, and then not so much. But you'll also see some of the best starters in the game go two innings, give up three runs, and then immediately be pulled because they don't like the matchup in the third inning and playoffs in a way that you wouldn't see otherwise. So it goes both directions, and I think it's just embracing competition and moments. And yeah, it's chaos, but it'll be fun.
You guys had your struggles against like elite left-handed starting pitching, which you just kind of alluded to in the way you were describing it. One of my favorite wins this year was when you guys were able to get to Chris Sale and get a win in Atlanta. Like, how much does that do for a team's confidence when you do go up against a guy like that and you're able to scratch enough together, maybe not like five or six runs, but you're like, that's what it takes to win in playoff games, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, we always talk about approaching every game the same way, but sometimes when you are facing a top guy, it does bring out the best in a group and another level of attention to detail and competition, and really wakes you up from the first pitch. And obviously playoff baseball should be doing that anyways, but yeah, it's just a cool way to get straight up into competition of the sport and embrace that.
You've done this a couple times this year. Sometimes talking to you on the radio helps kind of recenter my little brand of baseball positivity. I don't know about you guys, Groats and Marshall, but like you can get lost in the second half and what feels like a downturn, but this is still a damn good team. You guys are a damn good team, and the possibilities are right here, right now, with like games of consequence starting tonight and hopefully three playoff games, might only need two, next week, you know, maybe against San Diego, whatever. It's like, you guys are as good as anybody. In terms of what could happen in the postseason, you feel like you guys are as good as anybody?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think like just for fans in general, like you spend so much time analyzing the off season and trade potentials and prospects and this and that. And like for fans too, like you earn the right to just enjoy this stuff too. You know, like it's not perfect, but it is what you do it for. You know, it's been a while, and all those opportunities are right in front of you, and just to be able to embrace them and be here and be present for it and excited for it is a pretty cool thing.
One of the weird things too that we were talking about, Marshall, when you came in here, asked about the day off. This is about to be weird day off time of the season, where there's days off before the playoffs, days off in between. Hopefully you guys are advancing. So this is kind of a preemptive question. When we sports talk show host start talking about it. Is it good or bad when you're in the middle or at the end of 162 grind to have multiple days off in a row, if that becomes the case?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you'd rather have a bye. Just it's a good thing to have a bye. But
simple math.
More than one day off is a strange thing for sure. I mean, we've had that. I haven't gone, 2 days without, other than the All-Star break, 2 days without doing baseball stuff since... Mm.
3 years ago?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I had surgery this off, but like January, It's like, it's strange.
Uh-huh.
So you're going to obviously keep up with it and probably do live at-bats and things like that. But I've talked to guys about that before, and obviously you want that bye, but it's a tricky thing. And I think sometimes when you're just, even if you're tired, when you're just in the middle of it and going and playing every day, you just get in that rhythm, and that's a really nice feeling.
I know every game counts, but do these games feel more important because it is the week leading into the playoffs? And you know specifically, like tonight, the Mets are a desperate team, just like the Reds were a desperate team. Do these games carry more weight in terms of what you're trying to do going forward?
Yeah, I think in a way. I mean, on the individual side, the end of the year can be a real trap just mentally for guys with stats and things they want to accomplish. And, we're all wired to want, like, the next thing.
Sure.
thing. And
300.
So, yeah. Padding title.
So,
Bears.
Right, yeah. So it's like you can get really individual on that end of it in a way that's pretty unhealthy. And there's always a side of that. But I think at the end of the year that can feel extra strong. So that's where playing for a good team is so nice, because you have the higher purpose at all times, like, kind of pounding you over the head in a good way of – what the group's trying to accomplish. And it's really, really cool to have that through every bit of the last games of the season and then into the playoffs. And it matters. And I'm really glad we're home to end this regular season and play in front of our fans and start to envision what that would look like in the playoffs. And all that's pretty incredible.
All right, so we've got some, I guess, breaking news. Is that what we're calling this? Breaking news on the Score, brought to you by Wildfire. Tour Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. This is from Jeff Passan. Major League Baseball will implement a challenge system for balls and strikes in the 2026 season after the league's competition committee voted to usher in the era of robot umpiring. Teams will receive two challenges to dispute calls by the home plate umpire. There it is, Nico. Your thoughts?
I think the challenge system is going to be effective and kind of entertaining. I'm wary of it just because I think going to fully robot I'm not a fan of that personally. I think if you have a catcher back there who's just set up in the middle of the plate and catches it, doesn't matter how they frame it, it's just going to look ugly aesthetically. Like, I like framing. It's satisfying when a pitcher hits a spot.
Mm-hmm. Part of the game.
Yeah.
You can have a catcher just set up in a throwing stance behind the plate with a runner on base, and it doesn't matter how they catch it.
I don't think we're going full robot.
We're not. But I'm saying this feels like a step in that direction.
Hopefully not. I think you're right.
Back to the challenge system. I think it's going to create some really interesting team dynamics when a guy challenges a borderline call with two outs and no one on in the second inning and screws the rest of the lineup. But the only people that can challenge are the pitcher, catcher, and hitter. So there's no looking to the dugout. It's up to you. And a lot of guys, you got to put your money where your mouth is. It's going to take away from complaining. And yeah.
Is two enough?
That was the big discussion. And a lot of players wanted more. But two is where we ended up.
With you. The world is about to go full robot, so let's just
let AI is everywhere.
Let's just slow it down wherever we can.
Chat GPT umpires.
Just a little bit.
No, that's seriously though. Yeah, it takes a lot of human element out of it.
Yeah.
I think the game needs as much of that as it can. So.
Yeah, Nico Horner, thank you so much for being here for this hour. This was awesome. Thank you.
You've been great for many years on the air with us here at the Score, and to get a chance to do it in front of the people, give it up for Nico Horner, everybody.
Yeah, Nico Horner.
Thank you, guys.
Good stuff.
A reminder, folks, that Nico Horner will be signing autographs over there here at the Budweiser Brick House Tavern, but you're going to want to make sure you get back to your seats or even stay in your seats, because Jed Hoyer, the Cubs president of baseball operations, will be here live at 1:25 to talk to us and to talk to you. So that is all coming up right around the corner, coming up exactly next. We will talk to Tim Jenkins of Jenkins Elite. He will break down Caleb Williams' performance against the Dallas Cowboys. Coming up next from the Budweiser Brick House on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.